237.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Hop on the lines in. Bring up anything you want. This is your show. Take control. Bring up something personal or some sort of political issue. Maybe you just want to rant that you want to get off your chest. We're here for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your email live on the air. That's ftl@freetalklive.com.
If you go to freetalklive.com, there's all kinds of stuff like you can download. You can download the archives. You can listen to the last six shows that we've had. If you missed something, go back and listen to it. Check it out. There's also the Shrine of Female Listeners. You can listen. You can see all the gals that have sent their picture in and want to be known as our listeners. You can check out the BBS. There's all kinds of people on there posting all the time. I think there's over 2,000 posts on the BBS.
That's right.
Topics ranging from
the bizarre to the serious.
Yes. Political to religious
and the silly.
To anything.
Yes. 1-800-259-9231. All that is available for you free at freetalklive.com. Speaking of the internet, real quick, before we get into the Ten Commandments thing, Our board operator, Jason, sent me this video during the break.
Wow. I saw the video. It's sick stuff.
It's called Pig Chainsaw Beheading.
Ugh.
Wow.
I can't believe you watched the whole thing. I had to wince and turn away.
Well, you know, if it was a little
There's
bit...
so many horrible things on the internet.
If it was a little bit... If the video was a little bit higher quality, it would have been more disgusting. Luckily, the video is of such low quality, it's something that you can watch without... At least me, I can watch it without losing my dinner.
Watch things like, you know, that they have on television where like, they have open heart surgery. Eye surgery is the worst. Yuck.
This is disgusting. I mean, that's medical. This is sick. This man took a chainsaw to a live pig... laid the pig down and just lobbed its head right off with the chainsaw. And then the body starts thrashing around on the floor for about a minute straight while this dude shows his face on camera, lifts the pig's head up, shows it off. I didn't actually get to listen to any audio, if there was any, so I don't know if he said anything.
Is that the way they normally...
What a maniac.
Isn't that pretty much how they kill chickens, whacking their heads off?
I don't know, man, but I don't think that's how they kill pigs. I don't think.
Monsignor Guillotine created a very humane way to kill humans. I think it was back in the 1600s.
Uh-huh.
The guillotine, yeah. And so I guess there's, even though the body's thrashing around, it's considered to be very humane, but I don't know how quickly you can
This
go,
is a chainsaw.
I don't know how quickly you can go through a pig's
It's neck not a, you know,
a
it's
chainsaw.
Not a gravity
big
driven
blade.
Guillotine, right?
Yeah.
This is a guy.
How long did it take?
Not very long. Yeah, I mean, a few seconds. Two,
how did the pig
seconds.
Stay hold still?
Well, it's
tied.
It just started to. I mean, I guess maybe it was just too much shock or too much pain. I mean, it was moving, but he managed to lob it off in enough
how
time.
How bizarre! Yuck!
I mean, just disgusting. Hey, gotta love the internet though, man. All kinds of good stuff and bad stuff on there. Again, you can log on to our website and you won't find anything sick like that at freetalklive.com. Although, who knows, he might decide to post that link on our bulletin board system, and then you can maybe see it for yourself if you want to. 1-800-259-9231. So what's going on in the crazy court systems, Manwich?
Well, Montgomery, Alabama, where I think it was last year the judge, the Supreme Court justice there decided that he wasn't going to remove the...
Judge Roy somebody, right?
Yeah, it was. I can't remember his name. It's now drifted off into obscurity for me.
You know all those Ten Commandments nuts are... they definitely know his name. Roy Barnes or something like that.
You and I disagreed on that subject, and we'll probably disagree on this
one. All right, go for it.
Anyway, Montgomery, Alabama, which brought us the Ten Commandments news story a year ago, brings us a new one.
Hmm.
A judge refused to delay a trial Tuesday when an attorney objected to his wearing a judicial robe with the Ten Commandments embroidered in front in gold.
Oh, my goodness.
Judge Ashley McCanth?
Different judge.
McCaffin, excuse me, showed up Monday to his Covington County courtroom in southern Alabama wearing the robe. Attorneys who try cases at the courthouse said they'd never seen him wearing wearing it before. The commandments were described as being big enough to read by anyone near the judge. Attorney Ripley Powell, defending a client charged with DUI, filed a motion objecting to the robe, asking that the case be continued. He said McCaffin denied both motions. I feel this creates a distraction that affects my client, Powell said. Mm-hmm. McCathan told the Associated Press that he believes the Ten Commandments represent the truth, and he can't divorce the law from the truth. The Ten Commandments can help a judge know the difference between right and wrong.
I don't get it. Do you really need Ten Commandments to tell the difference between right and wrong?
You need laws.
But do you really need laws to tell the difference between what's right and what's wrong? How you learned right and wrong when you were growing up?
You don't need laws to tell the difference between right and wrong.
That was suggested, though.
That's what he said.
Right.
Was
that the judge that said that?
Yes.
Whoa, to have a judge say something like that, that's a little frightening. That he's such a mental weakling that he can't determine on his own what's right and what's wrong. I mean, it's okay to have a guide and everything like that, but as though it's that difficult to determine that sort of thing.
Well, I think that we know what's right and what's wrong through our raising, and the Ten Commandments for most people are part of their rearing.
Okay.
I say that the Ten Commandments do offer us a great guidepost for what's right and what's wrong.
Mm.
That's fine. I'm fine with that.
Alrighty.
Okay. He said he doesn't believe the commandments on his robe would have an adverse effect on jurors. I had a choice of several sizes of letters. I purposely chose a size that would not be in anybody's face. The case raised comparisons to former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore.
Roy Moore, yeah.
Who was removed from office in 2003 for refusing to remove the Ten Commandments monument from the rotunda of the Alabama...
As he should have been.
Well, whatever. Let me finish my... And I'll get right to it.
All right.
Alabama Judicial Building in Montgomery. Moore said Tuesday he supports McCathan's decision to wear the Ten Commandments on his robe. I'll bet he does.
I bet he does.
I applaud Judge McCathan. It's time for our judiciary to recognize the moral basis of our law. Powell said that if he loses his case, he expects the judge's wearing of the Ten Commandments robe to be part of an appeal. Well, the phones are going off in our secret studio.
No, they're not. You didn't hear any ringing. Go ahead.
The point that I'm make here is that the Ten Commandments are part of our legal history. Not the United States' legal history, but man's legal history. And certainly...
It's certainly part of a fictional book.
It would be difficult...
That's been around for a long time. I guess that qualifies as history.
It's part of a moral guide that has been around for a long time.
That people follow. A lot of people follow.
A lot of people follow. Right. And it would be erroneous to say that the vast majority of Americans are not Christian, and the vast majority of Americans that founded this country, the populace was not Christian. The judicial system is based on Judeo-Christian influences.
Okay, so...
So all I'm saying is it's part of legal history to have the Ten Commandments.
Mm.
All he is doing is, what if he...
but what about the separation of church and state?
What if he displayed Hammurabi's code on his tunic there?
Well, is there a religion involved there?
I don't believe it so.
No, then I think that would be all
right. Hammurabi was probably Babylonian, and therefore Zoroastrians are a derivative of that. And there are 500,000 Zoroastrians in the world, so maybe...
if it's if it's associated with a religion, it doesn't belong in the courtroom, as far as I'm concerned. I don't care whose religion it is.
Well,
I think in this case, though, I think it's an interesting twist. Whereas with Judge Roy Moore, it was a monument to the Ten Commandments somewhere in the courthouse. This is a judge, and his own wardrobe has the Ten Commandments on it. And I think, as far as freedom of speech and freedom of expression are concerned, I think he should be allowed to wear that in the courtroom.
I'm really surprised to hear you say that.
It's his courtroom, and it's his robe. I wouldn't agree if he had a monument in the courtroom, but if it's on his person, I think that's his personal style. That's his choice as a judge. If he wants to wear a robe like that, I think that's his business. I think it shows where that judge is coming from, and it might give a lawyer and a potential client a clue as to maybe they need to file for another judge. I think it's a good thing. I have no problem. I have no objection to this, but I still want to talk about the Ten Commandments being in the courtrooms in general. We'll come back with that. Unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up whatever is on your mind, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. they proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. Dial us up. Talk about politics. Talk about some sort of personal problem you have, whatever it is that's on your mind. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Talking about the Ten Commandments. Apparently, back in old Alabama, we got ourselves another judge with a real penchant for the Ten Commandments. In this case...
They do love the Ten Commandments in Alabama.
Yes, they do. In this case, this particular judge has had a custom robe made for himself, which actually has the Ten Commandments emblazoned upon it.
Yes. Embroidered in gold, as it were.
Yes. And apparently it's, of course, stirring up a bit of controversy. Now, you thought, Manwich, that I was going to be against this.
I thought you were.
And you were wrong. Actually, I think that it's his clothing. I don't think that we can tell him what clothes that he should be able to wear. I think
he's in a courtroom that is paid for by the taxpayers.
Yeah, okay.
And he's an employee of the taxpayers. So one could require an employee to wear a uniform. This is true, but there are no such requirements of that. At least not that I know of.
No.
So until there is such a requirement made, then that should be the prerogative of those judges in that particular county. So I think that it's not a problem for him to have a robe on that's got the Ten Commandments, because that just shows his position. You know, that makes it clear what kind of judge you're dealing with. I think it's an informatory sort of a thing.
Now, the judge did not allow an attorney to change venue or to delay his client's proceedings because of the robe.
I think maybe if the attorney filed for some other reason, he might have had a better chance in that case. And nonetheless, I think, again, it labels that judge, and it lets everybody know where this guy's coming from, where he gets his morals, and where he, you know, where he's positioned. Whereas the other judges, they just have black robes on, and you won't know for sure. So he's making it clear, I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with what that other guy did, Judge Roy Moore,
yes.
Also from Alabama. I have a problem
Chief
with...
Chief Justice, Alabama right. Chief Justice Roy Moore.
Right, I have a problem with him posting a huge monument, a multi-hundred-pound monument in the court, in the area of the court. That definitely is unconstitutional, in my opinion. That violates separation of church and state, but we're going to have to put this on hold while we go to the phones. Dr. Todd is on the line. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dr. Todd.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
I wanted to go back and talk a little bit about the intellectual property.
Great.
Oh, okay.
Again.
Yeah, last hour we were talking. I have advocated the abolishment of intellectual property. I want to get rid of copyright law.
And all I've been able to do is sit here and listen to his insane rambling. So I'd love to hear somebody else interject on it.
Well, I don't think you're going to be too happy, man, Rich.
Go ahead.
I guess I agree with Ian on this one largely. I mean, if I buy something, I should be able to do whatever I want with it. I should be able to give it away. I should be able to copy it and give it away. I should even be able to copy it and sell it. Now, is it necessarily moral for me to profit from someone else's work? I think the answer is clearly no, it's not. But, you know, We've had discussions about, you know, what's legal, what should be legal, what should be illegal. Is it based on what's morally right, or is it based on, you know, some overriding concept of freedom?
Why is it immoral, Dr. Todd?
Well, I mean, I don't really want
because
to get into a debate about whether
that's
I think
no,
it's immoral.
I don't think it is immoral. I think you maybe have the concept that it's immoral because it's always been illegal.
No. No.
You do think it is immoral.
I do think it is immoral, and I would tend to view that as
theft.
Well, I don't want to say theft, because I want to reserve theft as something, you know, where I'm taking something from someone else and they no longer possess it.
Well, yeah, if you
okay.
have one copy of a song and somebody comes along and takes that one copy, that's definitely theft. But
right.
if you have that copy and sell it to somebody and they want to copy it multiple times, I don't think that's theft.
I wouldn't call that theft either, but I would say that that's not necessarily moral.
Here's another point.
To profit from someone else's work, but there's a solution to this.
Okay.
When you sell the song, just make people sign a contract saying what they can and cannot do with.
Plenty of people who install software, and you know it always has that big legal agreement right in the front of it. You have to click it, accept. Nobody reads that legal agreement, but in that legal agreement it says you cannot distribute this software, and plenty of people do it. So this brings us to the ultimate question for you, Manwich, and Dr. Todd, you can answer this as well. But the ultimate question is, are we going to put all these people in prison? All these people who are file sharing? Go ahead and log on to Kazaa and see the 2 million people on there participating in that service. Go ahead and log on to all these different services. Millions of people are involved in this. What are we going to do? Build 10 million prisons so we can put all these people and lock them up? Lock them up next to the marijuana smokers, Manwich? Is that the answer?
I think that the record companies going after the people that have been trading files up to this point, they've been suing the pants off of 16-year-olds all over the nation. I think that makes me think twice, you know, when I get in the internet. Now,
has it made others think twice?
I don't think it might make them think twice. But
I mean, think the user account has really appreciably dropped since those lawsuits have gone out there.
With more of those things happening, I think that it probably would.
What do you think, Dr. Todd?
Well, I mean, I don't think this should be a judicial issue. I think this should be a civil issue. If you have a contract between the person who produces and the person who buys, right, and that contract's violated, then you can't go to jail for that. you know, the worst that can happen is you can be, you know, fined some amount of
money. We're going to be tying up our court system with this crap. I mean, it's bad enough. Tying up the court system with
stolen stuff.
Go to an arraignment on a Monday morning in your local area and see how many people are in there for marijuana or cocaine possession.
That's criminal. He's talking about civil.
But nonetheless, it's tying up the criminal courts, and this would tie up civil courts. I think it's a real problem.
Like he says,
fine. Well, what then? I mean, a part of you know, every transaction that involves a contract is some, you know, is some fee that sort of a what's the word I'm looking for? It's a it's like a retainer for, you know, an appointment in the court system. So you're paying for sort of the estimated amount of court court time.
Court costs.
Right. I mean, so you can do it that way.
I think I like the idea of it being a civil issue in the sense that no one would get, you know, there would only be fines levied and then people would not face jail time. I certainly don't want to see files. I don't want to see anybody who isn't convicted of a violent crime in prison.
Okay, that's
good. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
At least we agree on that much.
But I do believe that it should be, I mean, there's all kinds of laws in the civil arena and precedent that protect people, and I think that that a person that creates a song or a movie should be protected,
you know,
in the civil arena.
I think that while...
And the way he's talking about with contracts... Maybe that would solve the problem.
You know, while file sharing, yeah, it's going to have an effect on profits, I think at the same time, it doesn't stop the file sharers from actually buying the stuff. I've known plenty of people, I'm not going to name names, who have downloaded music and movies and programs, tried them out, decided they liked them, and went out and bought the product, went out and saw the movie, went out and got the CD. So they're still selling music as a result. And I'll tell you this, I'll admit to it. I downloaded a few episodes of Penn & Teller's BS, their television show. I don't get Showtime, but I downloaded a few episodes, loved the show. What did I do? I went out and bought the DVD. I put my money where my mouth is. I decided I liked the product. I had no way to sample it besides that. So it actually got that product into my hands, whereas normally I never would have bought that DVD because I never would have seen it. Dr. Todd, if you got more, hang on. Otherwise, we're gonna get to Bill coming up next, but I'm sure there's other people with comments. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels. Increased libido, which helps prevent impotence. Relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort. Helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The show about you. Whatever it is, it's on your mind. And we were talking about, well, this file sharing situation last hour, and Dr. Todd called in. He had some comments, and I think he's got a few more. Let's go back to Dr. Todd. Todd, any final comments, anything else you want to get out there?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. I thought that, you know, all this copyright and patents and trademarks was really just intended as a mechanism to sort of help, you know, reduce the overhead to, you know, producers and consumers rather than having to go through all this you know, probably complicated contractual stuff, right? So
okay.
I sort of feel less bad about those than I would, you know, other laws, because they're sort of trying to do what you can do with contracts anyway.
I understand.
Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to mention was I think both of you are, to a degree, sort of arguing on the basis of on the basis of results rather than first principles. So, you know, Manwich will say, you know, we need this because, you know, if we don't have it, then, you know, all these people will lose all this money.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, these businesses don't have a right, you know, a right to make money, right? They have
That's
a right
true.
To exist and try to make money.
Well, they have a right to produce a product.
Right.
And not have it stolen from them, like, you know, people wouldn't go to the hardware store and steal a generator out the back.
But how do you know the intentions of those people? Again, would you, I gave you, right before we went to break, I gave an example of what I did with Penn and Teller's show. I admitted to it. And if they want to come after me, by all means. I admitted to it. I downloaded a couple of episodes of Penn and Teller's BS, which is only available on Showtime. I had no way of getting Showtime. I'm not going to buy Showtime just so I can try out one of their shows and decide I don't like it. I downloaded the show, decided I liked it, and what did I do? I went out and bought the DVD. And so,
and I borrowed it.
So is that theft? Is that theft? What I did, is that theft?
I would say that you were... Yeah, essentially you stole it and then tried it out and then went out and bought one.
Well, I disagree with you. I don't think that is theft. I paid for the product.
I'm sure Penn and Teller would think
it
was fine.
It was after the fact. Well, yeah, I promote their damn show on this radio show, so they're getting extra benefit. What do you think, Todd? Do you think that that's theft?
No, I don't think it's theft.
It's a violation of a contract?
But I never signed the contract in the first place.
Right, that's the problem. This gets back to, you know, all these end-user license agreements, which are, you know, pretty pervasive with software, but, you know, not so much with CDs.
It's certainly not going to... You know what? One thing we can say for sure is this problem is not going to be solved with more laws. Would you agree with that?
Oh, certainly.
Absolutely. Dr. Todd, final words, we got to run.
That's it. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, man. Thank we'll you. Talk to you soon. 1-800-259-9231. Actually, you can get interactive with Dr. Todd and about 205 other of our listeners online at freetalklive.com. You can log on to our bulletin board system. He's one of our users there. And don't forget about our chat room, our Shrine of Female Listeners, and much, much more. Let's go to Bill in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, doing great. What's on your mind?
You started talking about the Ten Commandments to start off with.
Yes, we did. Bring them back.
Somebody mentioned something about the separation of church and state.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is not something that's always been.
Okay.
That's something they come up with during the 50s or 60s. And
so are you arguing for us? Are you arguing for a state religion then, Bill?
We're not talking about state religion.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what are
we
talking about?
It has nothing to do with state religion.
But you're arguing for the togetherness of church and state?
Let him make a statement.
All right. Just trying to clarify.
No, the so-called separation of church and state came from a letter written by Thomas Jefferson,
uh-huh.
and it was taken out of context.
Oh, okay.
One side of a conversation.
So
now,
what?
Now, the First Amendment says absolutely nothing about separation of church and state.
Well, it says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or
right.
prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Right. Exactly.
Right, but don't you think the separation of church and state is a good idea?
No.
No. Okay, well, that's where we disagree then.
Because the founders of this country, the vast majority of them, were Christians.
I bet you'd think it's a bad idea if a few judges were Hindus. Or Muslims.
Not if they're citizens.
What if there was a Muslim judge that
I don't care if they're citizens, as long as they're citizens of this country.
So you wouldn't mind if a judge walked into the courtroom and did some sort of tribute to the Koran or something like that before the trial started? That wouldn't offend you at all?
Well, it wouldn't offend me,
mm-hmm.
but it'd be kind of strange, in as much as in the Supreme Court you have the Ten Amendments, Ten Commandments, engraved in stone.
Yes, above it, isn't it?
And on both doors.
Okay.
Entering. Yeah. So, I mean, it's.
So let me see if I understand where you're coming from. You don't think that that there should be an official state religion, but at the same time, you support. Or you don't support the separation of church and state. So you believe that church and state should and can be intermingled then. And you don't care which religion it is. You don't mind it being a Hindu or a Muslim or something like that.
Congress says a prayer every morning when they are in session.
Is it a Muslim prayer or a Christian prayer?
I have no idea, since I've never been there, but I think they have a paid chaplain.
How about
it's
pagans?
It's undoubtedly a Christian prayer.
Now, if there is a Christian prayer, but there are some pagans in Congress, or some Hindus, or let's say a Koreshian in Congress, then should they be allowed to pray as well? I mean, shouldn't we make equal time?
Well, they're not giving the benediction or speaking the prayer out loud. And not generally.
I believe that they do. Actually, don't they have like a chaplain or something? Or don't they nominate one person to read a prayer out loud before they start the session of Congress?
They have a paid chaplain.
Uh huh. And that's probably a Christian chaplain.
I would expect so.
So if I was a congressman and I was a Muslim, would I be able to hand him a Muslim prayer? Assuming they have prayers, I don't even know if they do, but would he be able to read some sort of script from the Quran?
They have a lot of prayers.
Well,
you say Allah.
I suppose he could, if you would do that, if you got to be a congressman.
Yeah, but I bet you wouldn't like that very much, would you, Bill?
It wouldn't make any difference to me.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't sit in Congress in the first place.
I don't think the point that Bill's made...
But no, it wouldn't bother me. There's people... I don't care who they are. It's merely this country.
How about atheists? Should atheists be allowed in Congress?
Should they be allowed in Congress?
Yeah.
If they're elected.
Okay.
If they're citizens.
Okay.
I think the point that that Bill's trying to make here is that religion is an integral part to human activity.
Mm.
And
I disagree.
And it makes no difference what kind it is or who's following it.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. So then you wouldn't have a problem. Okay. Well, hold on.
But this country was set on Christian principles.
So, okay. Well, that's fine. I mean, if you want to believe that, that's fine. And let's just assume that it's true. Because it was set on Christian principles doesn't mean that we should have a Christian state, because then that would exclude all the other religions
that are
in this country.
No, it doesn't need to exclude. Well, these people are free to observe their religions in this country. Mm,
they're free right now, but what if you... Whoa, hold on, Bill. I'm going to hold you over. I'm going to hold you over. Hang on. 1-800-259-9231. If you want to get on the line with Bill, you're welcome to do that. 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. We're going to explore this whole freedom of church and state thing coming up in moments. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called NoBO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust NoBO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of NoBO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead. Try NoBO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. NoBO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NoBO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on. It's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with NoBO. Call 888-881-NoBO.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here until 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The 9 to 10 o'clock hour is a Time Warp hour for now. Although that may change by the end of this month. It's looking like that will change by the end of this month. So we should be 3 hours live by January 1st, which would be great. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go right back to the phones, back to the fun. We're going to get to Bob in a moment, but let's go back to Bill in Missouri. Bill, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, where were we?
I don't know. I mean, we're just deep into this conversation about the separation of church and state and the Ten Commandments, etc.
In this country, I believe we should be tolerant of everyone else's religion, but not be forced to get rid of the Christian religion just because they don't like it.
Well, so that's because the Christian religion is better than everyone else's religion, is that right?
No, I didn't say that.
No? Okay, so I'm not saying we should get rid of the Christian religion. By all means, go ahead and build as many churches and recruit as many people as possible. I just don't think any religion, period, belongs in our government.
Well, the fact is, people immigrated to this country when we said under God and the Pledge of Allegiance, and when the money said in God we trust.
They immigrated to this country before the Pledge of Allegiance was written. It was written in the 1800s. The immigrants.
The founders did recommend that elected officials be Christians.
Well, the founders, that's their opinion.
You know, that's when the choices of the time were Christian
right,
or not.
Like you said, Bill, if I, as an atheist, can get elected to Congress, that's great. Hey, I don't think it's going to happen because
Well, most people are Christians, and they'd probably shut me right out. But I'm afraid we... final comments, Bill, because we got to move on.
Yeah, well, that's about all.
Hey, dude,
that's
we really appreciate you listening. We really appreciate the phone call, and I'm sure we'll hear from you again, all right?
All right.
Thank you very
bye
much
bye
for the time. 1-800-259-9231. Continuing, let's go to Bob in Tennessee, listening on WBCR. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing tonight, Jim?
Excellent, sir. What's on your mind?
I'd like to comment on your last caller's comments. First of all, the separation of church and state in this nation was to not have a religion that was a government religion that was controlled by the government, where they said all people in this country, if they're going to live here, they're going to live under this religion.
So you agree with that, right?
I agree with that 100%, and
excellent.
That's what our country is founded on.
Good.
We came to this, a lot of different people came to this country because of religious mm-hmm. depression, oppressions, or whatever the word.
Yes, you're right.
They weren't allowed
they weren't allowed to worship in the way that they wanted to in the countries they came from. You're right, like the Puritans.
Are. But the thing is, in this country, we are based on Christianity, and any civilized, any civilized country, their laws are based on the Ten Commandments.
Uh huh. So what?
You have to go back to our founding fathers, and they were Christians, and they were
some.
And we based our nation, our laws. And
why can't we just base our laws off whether or not somebody else gets hurt? I mean, why can't we just keep it simple? I mean, yeah, the Ten Commandments kind of cover that. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill. But I don't think it says thou shalt not beat someone over the head with a club and not kill them. I mean, there's no prohibition in the Ten Commandments against violence, just against killing.
Yes, there is. I think the Ten Commandments makes it very simple. If the people in this country would follow the Ten Commandments, you wouldn't have to have courts. You wouldn't have to have prison.
Uh-huh.
I believe whether you believe in God or you believe in the Ten Commandments, you would have to recognize that if the people in this country followed the Ten Commandments, our prisons would be virtually empty.
Actually, well, our prisons are full because a bunch of marijuana smokers are in there. Otherwise, our prisons would be virtually empty.
I won't disagree with you that the lawyers and the judges and the other people in this country
I don't have
the laws to a point to where we've got a lot of people in prison.
Bob, I want to make it clear. I don't have a problem with the Ten Commandments per se. I don't have a problem with, as I think Jesus taught, as ye sow, so shall ye reap. I love that. That's karma. I have no problem with those, with some of the teachings in the Bible. I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is I think that in the system that we have, once you let one religion in, you have to let them all in. Otherwise, you're being exclusive. And I think that most Christians would not like to see the competing religions. Like, you wouldn't want to allow a Satanist to get up and give an invocation at the front of Congress.
I'd have a problem with that, that's for sure.
You sure as hell wouldn't want a Satanist to be distributing the Satanic Bible in school. So the problem is, once you allow one in, you have to allow the others in, which brings me to this point. That's why we need to get the government out of education. That's one of the big issues with religious types, is that they want to bring the Bible back into schools. Great! Go ahead and start your own school. Let's get the government out of it completely. That way people who like the Bible and the Ten Commandments can have their own school, but those people that don't want it, the Muslims or other people, the atheists, etc., can have their own schools and send their kids there. That way nobody's trying to force their agenda on anyone. How's that sound, Bob?
Well, that sounds good in theory, but that's not what's happening in our school system.
Well, that's why we need to make a change. Bob, any final comments? We've got to move.
Yes, I would like to make a final comment.
Yes, sir.
One thing, this country, we do respect other people's religion, and that's something that is not going on in other countries. So you go to some Muslim countries, and if you're a Christian, you're killed. That's simple as that. You can't.
You got about 10 seconds to wrap it up, Bob.
But you know, we are founded on Christianity, and instead of trying to change this country, if people don't like it, leave it.
Actually, I'd rather try and change it, because I think it's a great country with a great foundation, and I just want to be free. That's all. Thanks for the call, Bob. We appreciate it, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. While there are some other options as far as moving away, Hong Kong, Costa Rica,
This still is probably the best place to live in the world.
It's my opinion.
Yep, it's your show. Take control. We're going to go to your calls next. It's Free Talk Live.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass, and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Hey, kids. You want a soundtrack that's going to make you feel tense? Let you express your frustration?
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can dial in, although our phones are kind of filled up here. We're going to see how many people we can get through to the end of the show. We're done at 9 o'clock, though. We do have a third hour. It's called the Time Warp Hour from 9 to 10, so stay tuned for that. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And Free Talk Live is a show that you can control. You can literally call in and bring up anything you want. 1-800-259-9231. Log on at freetalklive.com and get interactive with us there. Right before we went to break, Bob from Tennessee pulled out the old, you can just move somewhere else if you don't like it line. And you know what? I don't like the way this country is going. We're going towards totalitarianism. We're going towards a dictatorship, socialism or fascism. You take your pick. And I think we need to go back towards liberty. Under liberty and freedom, everybody gets more of what they want. Christians get more of what they want. Atheists get more of what they want. Muslims get more of what they want. Let's go back to the phones. Back to the fun. Joe in Wisconsin, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm on?
You are, sir. Go for it.
Okay. You asked the question about why Christianity over any other religion. My answer to that is I happen to agree with your last two callers. You can't out-talk them, and you did, but that does not make them wrong. I think you're confused about the issue, and I'll help you out here.
Okay.
Christianity, though, this country was based on Christianity, and the rules were set up to not have any certain Christian religion take over and be dominant. But the other religions weren't even considered because this country was won by Christians.
Uh-huh.
So it's just Christians. It was all based on Christianity, and you could read it in the founding document.
So what?
Well, I'll answer that for you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
The founding document, which was the Declaration of Independence, says freedom is comes. Are you still there?
Yes, still here. Man. We don't hang up on people on this show.
Oh, right. Well, you're faded away. Freedom comes from God. Freedom comes from God and Christianity. Any other source would be communism.
This is Manwich, not Ian, is speaking, and I mostly agree with the callers. Now, the point that I'd like to make is that it says that the freedom came from God.
Yes.
It didn't come from Christianity. And that the Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Correct.
And I think that a lot of Christians, with the dominance of Christianity in America, we do find a limiting of expressions of other religions.
Well, Christianity today is true and pure as it was at that time. But my point is that if our freedoms and our rights come from God, then they don't come from the state. And any of the other gods, or which you are now calling religions, which weren't considered back then, like Buddhism or Mohammedism or any of that stuff, then freedoms don't come from God, they come from the state. So in order to keep our freedoms, we have to keep it in order that they come from
interesting
God.
Interesting theory, Joe. Unfortunately, Joe, I hate to tell you this, but we're out of time. But interesting theory, and hopefully we'll hear from you again. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. Very interesting theory. However, I disagree with both. I don't believe our freedoms come from either God or the state. I believe man has just an inherent desire for freedom and a right to be free on his own just because we're humans. And freedom's a good thing, and we should all have it. Brandon,
we're endowed by our creator.
Brandon in Indiana, you got about 20 seconds to make your point. Go.
Hey, guys. Hey, I just wanted to say that I'm a Christian, and one of the funny things is about the Supreme Court is the only time that the Constitution really ever gets any public publicity is when it is separation of church and state. And that always seems like the only thing they ever talk about.
And Brandon, we're out, dude. We'll have to talk to you later. 800-259-9231. We'll be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Log on at freetalklive.com.
U.S. Gold and